The VCG podcast is sponsored by Forget-Me-Not Flowers and Gifts in Barrie, Vermont. Forget-Me-Not Flowers and Gifts is at a new location on Main Street, so check them out if you're looking for flowers or gifts for someone in your life.
It seemed like 2019 was the year of the indie RPG market. It seemed like titles that were not mainstream were flying off the shelves, and so I'm really excited to put out my list of most anticipated RPGs of 2020. Stick around. So if you have not seen our most anticipated list before, let me just go over a few things. This is not a list where I rank any expansions or supplement books. This is like new systems or new games entirely. So games like The Bitter Reach for Forbidden Lands, while I'm excited about that, it doesn't qualify for this list because of the fact that it's an expansion to an existing game, if that makes any sense. So all of these are new standalone games that are coming out in 2020. I'm really excited for them. I hope you are as well. Let's get right to the top 10 list. Number 10. Number 10 is a game that has been kind of delayed for a little while, and they've had some issues with it, but I'm still very, very excited about it. It is The Lost Citadel. This is a 5e post-apocalyptic role-playing game. It looks really, really great. I'm really excited about this setting. I backed it on Kickstarter. They have had some issues with it getting out into production, so it is kind of delayed to backers, but it should be scheduled for release in 2020. I'm really, really excited about it, and I can't wait to see it once it's finally in my grubby little hands. Number 9. Number 9 is a game that we featured on the show back when it was on Kickstarter as well. It is by a first-time publisher, which is really great to see. It is Quest from the Adventurers Guild. So this is a really rules-light fantasy role-playing system. I think it's good for pretty much everybody that that wants to be introduced to role-playing games. The books look really, really beautiful from what we've seen in the Kickstarter updates, and now it's finally getting to backers, I think, first quarter of 2020. So be on the lookout for Quest from the Adventurers Guild. Number 8. This one really kind of was different, and I heard about it at PAX Unplugged not 2 years ago, I guess in 2018. This is called They Came From Beneath the Sea. This is like some like campy like 50s black and white TV or black and white era movie role-playing game. And it looks really great. I love it. I love the idea of this game. And I can't wait to actually get a physical copy in my hands. I dig it. I can't wait for it to come in. Number 8 is They Came From Beneath the Sea from Onyx Path Publishing. Number 7 is a game that I think has been announced that it's coming in 2020. I'm not quite sure. It's going to hit Kickstarter here in February, I believe, according to Alan. This is a Gallant Knight Games title that people have been clamoring for a while for, and it is Tiny Cthulhu by Gallant Knight Games. You all know that I'm a big fan of the Tiny D6 system. I think it's a lot of fun. It's great to kind of get folks into role playing. The rules are super simple. You know, I'm not going to say anything that I haven't said previously on this channel. So know that Tiny Cthulhu is coming. It is coming, I think, February to Kickstarter, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's all out and published by the end of 2020. So that's why it makes my list, Tiny Cthulhu from Gallant Knight Games. Number 6. Number 6 is a game that I've heard about for a while, and I'm hoping it should be out later this year. It is The role-playing game based on Zombicide by Simon. Or come on, I can't remember how they say their name. I'm just gonna call them Simon because that's what I've always been calling them. Zombicide. I've always loved Zombicide. I am not one of those folks that is sick of the zombie and post-apocalyptic setting. I really, really dig it. I think it's a lot of fun. I just love the dynamics of post-apocalyptic worlds, and so. Yeah, when Simon said that they were going to do an RPG based on their board game, I was really excited because A, you know, it's another zombie RPG, and B, you can kind of use the Zombicide components a little bit more now. Not that I didn't use them previously, but now you can use them even more with this Zombicide RPG. So very excited for Zombicide at number six. Number five. Number five is a game that I think is a box set, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it is. It uses D6s. It's got some really great art. It is Ruin Masters by Riot Games. This game looks really, really cool. I don't know. I've never played the game, but I think it kind of falls between that that board game and RPG kind of product. It kind of reminds me of what is it, Four Against Darkness, the solo RPG, the pen and paper thing that folks play. But I'm really excited for this. I love the art that Riot Minds has that they contract out. I love Trudvang. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. But it's a little crunchy, so it's hard to get to the table. I'd love to have something that's a little bit lighter that I can get to the table a little more often, and I think Ruin Masters is definitely going to do that. Number four. Number four is a game that is actually, it's kind of an expansion of an existing game, but it's its own game, and it has its own rules and everything. It is Heart by Rowan, Rook, and Descard. This is a really cool game that I was really surprised that they were putting out, and they've put out other expansions for Spire, of course. This one actually takes place under Spire. If you're not familiar with Spire is like this little, really tall spire that all these countries and all these folks live on, and nobody really knows how it came into being. This game takes place underneath it, which is kind of cool. And it's really kind of nightmarish. It's kind of like got a little bit of that horror vibe to it. I really, really am excited for Heart. Spire was one of those games that kind of surprised me. I love the art, but I really didn't get into it all that much. But then once I started playing it, which, you know, we did a three-episode story arc on this show, it really kind of sold the game for me. So, yeah, I'm excited to get Heart in once it's all said and done, and hopefully that'll be later this year. Number three. Number three is a game that's based on a TV show that I really enjoy. I haven't heard too much about it lately, but I know it was really popular back the beginning part of 2019, and that would be Altered Carbon. Altered Carbon, the RPG, is coming out from Hunters Entertainment. I talked to Ivan a little bit about it at PAX Unplugged last year, or in 2019, and he showed me some preview stuff, and I was really, really excited about what they've got in store for this line. So I'm really excited to see what Altered Carbon has to offer once it's all out in people's hands, and you know, it's going to be a really cool product, and I love the whole setting. It's like post, you know, you got that futuristic setting that just really is kind of neat. That you know, you get these different bodies that you can inhabit, and yeah, it's really kind of cool, and I'm really curious as to how they are going to create an RPG that kind of encaptures that. But I'm sure they will. It just, you know, I'm just really curious to see how they do it. So that's my number three, Altered Carbon from Hunters Entertainment. Number two. Then number two might surprise some folks. I'm sure folks probably thought it was my number one, but it's actually my number two this year. We're going to be doing an actual play of it on the show here in a few weeks. And I love it. It's kind of spooky. It's just... it's everything that I love about everything that the Year Zero engine offers, and that of course is Vaesen. Vaesen is like this Nordic horror RPG based on an art book, and we've got the beta rules, and we're going to be doing an actual play of it on the show, and I am really, really digging this game. My number one and number two are kind of tied. It's like number 1A and number 1B. But I had to put them in order of for a top 10 list. But yeah, Vaesen looks amazing. I can't wait to get that in. I don't think it'll be too awfully long in 2020 that we'll get a copy of it shipped to us from the great folks at Free League. I think it'll probably be, late first quarter, early second quarter. Don't quote me on that. I don't know. I'm just speculating at this point. I don't think it'll be too long in 2020 that we'll have copies of Vaesen in our hands. And from everything that I've seen, it's just a great book, and I love the rules for it, and I'm so excited for this game. Number one. My number one most anticipated RPG of 2020 might surprise some folks, and I don't know. I think it kind of surprises me, but I am really excited about this game, and I'm really, I know the quality of books that this company puts out, and the setting that this RPG it takes place in just really kind of has me excited to get their product in my hands in 2020. So my number one most anticipated RPG of 2020 is Root, the role-playing game. I love this art. I know that the books are going to be beautiful. This is a Powered by the Apocalypse System game, I believe. So the rules are going to be pretty easy to pick up and play. I love the setting of Root. I love the board game. I love having RPGs that are based on art that make you want to play in their world, and Root is definitely one of those. I'm almost going to say that I'm hoping Root is what I hoped Mouse Guard would be, the role-playing game. I like Mouse Guard, and I think David Peterson is just a phenomenal artist. I can't really get more Mouse Guard to the table, so I'm really hoping that Root is a little more accessible for folks. And so I'm really excited about Root. I hope that I think it's going to go gangbusters. It did phenomenally well on Kickstarter. And yeah, I think that, I think Magpie is going to have another huge hit with that line. And I can't wait to see what they have in store, not only for 2020, but for 2021 with that line. And I think it's going to be a huge success for them. So that's my top 10 most anticipated RPGs of 2020. If I missed any RPGs that you're excited about, let me know in the comments down below what games you're really excited about to hit your tables. So that's going to do it for my top 10 list of most anticipated RPGs of 2020. If you like this type of content, please hit that like button down below. And also hit the subscribe button if you haven't already subscribed, and also hit that little bell notification and you'll be notified every single time we either upload content or go live on the show. This has been Victory Condition Gaming, because winning shouldn't be the only victory condition when you get to the table. We'll see you next time.